Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. You are appreciated. Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program where we provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information you can absolutely count on. Each and every week, we discuss important issues such as how to remain independent in your own home, how to find the right senior care community, how to pay for the high cost of senior care, and legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also discuss senior-related health issues and how to care for the caregiver. As always, if you have a question, you can reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit online. It's a great website, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And our first guest today, this is going to be a really great program for everyone today. Our friend Christy Whitney, she's the head of operations with Home Care Assistance, Kansas City. And Christy, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Happy to be back with you, Steve.
All right. So you and I talked about, about subjects, and everyone's kind of getting burned out on COVID-19 overload. And you had a great idea. Why don't we have a positive twist and talk about something more interesting? Not that the other stuff isn't interesting, but I think it's just overload. So tell us about what you're going to share with us today.
Today, Steve, I'm going to talk about a superpower that we all have within us, and that is the superpower of sleep.
All right. So the benefits of a good night, maybe a great night's sleep. So that reminds me, I'm mattress shopping right now, and I have no idea what to get, but that will help my great night's sleep, I'll tell you that. So.
Absolutely. A good mattress is very important.
Yeah. All right, go ahead and take it away. And for our listeners, we're not in the studio. We're doing the ultimate in social distancing, and we're meeting over Zoom, and that's the way we're going to handle this. So we're more than 6 feet apart. So
more than 6 feet apart. Although the home care assistance office is in Overland Park, Kansas, we serve four counties on both sides of the state line. So we serve the KC Metro in Kansas and Missouri. And I happen to be live with you today in the Northland, KCMO, where I reside.
All right. Very good. Thanks for being here. I've told my children to be quiet, and I've told our three wiener dogs to be quiet, and you never know what can happen. So we're live on the air here. We'll just roll with it. So.
Absolutely. Hopefully my dogs will behave. We will see. Yeah. The reason I wanted to talk about the benefit of sleep and the superpower that we have within us of sleep during this time is because most of us are doing social distancing, the 6 feet apart if we do have to go out. But certainly I know I'm doing the majority of my work from home, and many of us are stuck at home, including the seniors that we provide care for. Normally we can take them out and do some great things, but we're all kind of stuck. So I started thinking about what can we do to make it a little bit better. I did some research through the Sleep Foundation, the World Health Organization. I even watched a few TED Talks because I'm finding myself not wanting to get up in the morning because my office is now in my kitchen. Yep. So I found out that sleeping too much, of course, can make you a little groggy. You feel a little irritable, maybe a little unfocused. Because we're not able to do our normal social events. People who work out can't get to the gym. So I looked into what does that do to us, and it was all negative. It was anxiety increases, worry increases, depression increases, stress-related fatigue. And I thought, now more than ever, we need to educate ourselves on the importance of the superpower of sleep. So I found out some things that I didn't know even after 31 in my 32nd year of healthcare. Sleep actually empowers a more effective immune system. It strengthens our body's defenses. So now while we're all being extra cautious and hopefully learning new tips that we'll continue to use after we're done sheltering in place, it's good to know that something else we can do for ourselves is try to set a nice sleep pattern.
Absolutely.
Also, a lot of folks are having to do some homeschooling. I know school districts are doing their very, very best to get all of the materials to the kids, much of it electronics. Some schools are doing packets, especially with the lower grades, the elementary kids. And so now we're finding out that sleep also heightens our brain function. So now that we're adapting to working from home and school from home, we need to understand that even though we don't have to be at school at 7:45, we still need to start our school day at 7:45 and go to bed at 9 p.m. or whatever time, because good sleep can actually keep your brain functioning higher and keep you much more sharp intellectually. So the school work and the home work, jobs related, we do a better job if we've got some good sleep.
And you mentioned start your school at 7:45, go to bed at 9. I think a routine is probably a good part of that as well, just staying in your routine. Even though our schedules and our lives have kind of been upended, I think that it's trying to stick to some sort of a routine and a rhythm is really important part of our health and maybe our sanity.
Right. And that's absolutely true. You know, that's something that I've heard my whole life. I'm 53 and I've always heard, always go to bed at the same time and get up at the same time, even on the weekends. Well, I'm a sleeper. I like to sleep and I seem to find my best sleep to happen right after the alarm goes off. I've never been so comfortable in my life as I am when the alarm goes off. But all the studies show us that even on the weekends, even on our day off, unless you aren't feeling well, you need to try to go to bed at the same time and get up at the same time. It's also better for your mental health and your mood. When you haven't had enough sleep, you get a little grumpy. Your energy level goes down and then you're opening yourself up to depression. And right now, while we're all sheltered in place and I myself usually am gone 10 hours or so a day for work and home now, things that wouldn't normally bother me are bothering me. I'm getting a little snippy. And I know one thing I can do to help with that is get a good night's sleep.
Yep, absolutely. And I don't know if this is normal, but I'm a drummer. I play drums since I've been 8 years old, but I also sing. And I noticed that if I don't get enough sleep, it's like my vocal cords didn't have enough time to rest and repair. And so I've noticed if I don't have much sleep, it literally intangibly affects my voice, which is, I don't know if that's normal or not, but that recuperative and that repair of a good night's sleep is huge, and especially to your brain, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's physiologically, sleep is something we require. It's something that we can, to some degree, control. I know there are sleep disorders and, you know, medications and relaxation techniques and lots of different things. But for the most part, we do have some control over that. One thing I found interesting is I have a difficult time personally falling asleep. My brain is constantly going. And during this time of the COVID-19 crisis and working in senior care, even though I'm going to bed, even though I feel tired, my brain is just going, you know, it won't stop. It doesn't slow down. So I was doing something that all the studies are telling me not to do, which means if you are working from home, do not work from bed. Do not take your laptop to bed. Don't even watch TV in bed. Reserve your bed for sleep. So if you go to bed, you can't fall asleep. Everything I read, and I went to multiple sources, everything I read said, you know, after about 20 minutes or so of tossing and turning, get up, go do something relaxing in a low light, quiet sounds, preferably not electronic. then go back to bed and try to fall asleep again. Make it a nice, quiet, dark, and cool environment.
Yeah, absolutely. We're visiting with our friend Christy Whitney. She's the head of operations with Home Care Assistance, Kansas City. And Christy, there are a lot of listeners right now as we shelter in place that may be considering, you know, moving to assisted living. And guess what? Most of these places you're not getting in right now. Home care would be the perfect answer to get a little extra help at home. And I know I refer all of my clients to Home Care Assistance. So for the listeners, Christy, what's the best way to reach you? What's your phone number?
Best way is still just our regular local phone number, 913-663-5000, 913-663-5000. We are in the office. We're all primarily working from home. We do have to run in every now and then, but I have a lot of qualified caregivers ready to go.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Homecareassistance.com is also the website. So let's not forget the Senior Care Live question of the week. A good night's sleep helps our brain in the following way. A, stimulates a save button on new memories. B, prepares the brain to soak up new information. C, all of the above, or D, none of the above? The answer right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Just go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the Listen Live button, give it a few seconds to connect, and boom, you are in. It's that simple. It'll start streaming to your phone, tablet, computer, whatever you have, and it really is that easy, and lots of people do that. All right, let's get back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. It's more of a statement. Well, actually, it's kind of both. So anyway, a good night's sleep helps our brain in the following way. A, it stimulates a save button on new memories. B, it prepares the brain to soak up new information. C, all of the above, or D, none of the above. And the answer is C, all of the above. And Christy, just getting a good night's sleep, there is literally no substitute.
That is correct. And you know, we tend to forget that until we have a few nights of insomnia, and then we realize I would do anything right now for a good night's sleep.
Yeah, absolutely. And Christy, I just wanted to visit with you. How has your home care business changed with all of the new rules and all of the new, you know, risks of spreading the virus? You're still open for business. I know you're seeing lots and lots of patients in their homes, but what alterations have you made during these times to deliver your excellent home care services?
The first thing we're doing is staying educated. Home care assistance is nationwide, and we're having national talks. They're about 30 minutes to an hour twice a day. So everything is changing, as we all know, if you watch the news, which, by the way, they're saying to try to limit that to 30 minutes to an hour a day or less for your own mental health related to the COVID-19.
Yeah.
So first thing we're doing is educating ourselves and being fully willing to make changes every single day. So the way that we're handling it today, we may be adding more things tomorrow. And I do think that sets us apart. We haven't just said, this is how we're handling this crisis. We are saying, this is how we're handling this crisis today. And if we have to do more tomorrow, we will.
Earlier in the week, you had mentioned that you had received a large shipment of masks and you're out delivering them to your caregivers.
Right.
So yes. That's good.
Yes. So we, when this first all started, before we were in the shelter in place state, even we put together kits for all of our caregivers that had the gloves, the masks, and a brand new thermometer. So before our caregivers can even clock into a shift, they have to take their temperature and put it into the system. And then at the end of every shift, they do the same thing. We are also taking our clients' temperatures throughout every shift, because we found that that's one of the best indicators. Certainly not everyone gets a temp, but it's something we can monitor fairly easily. We are using the masks and the gloves when appropriate. We are using a lot of cleaning products and being very rigorous in our hand washing. They're still saying hand washing with warm water and soap. It has to be warm or it doesn't count. Warm water and soap is still the most effective way. So all of our caregivers are practicing everything safe. I have not yet had a client or caregiver exposed to anybody positive. If that happens, we'll cross the bridge and we do have plans in place. But as of this time, we are successful in keeping our clients, their families, my caregivers and their families healthy and protected.
Excellent. Excellent. I don't know about you. I have never washed my hands more frequently than I have these last few weeks. And I'm a hand washer, but I'm just washing them all the time. It's crazy, but you got to do it. I mean, it's,
absolutely. Absolutely. It's a good thing. So, you know, happy birthday, sing it twice. But again, I think the one thing that a lot of people are skipping is they're just using tepid water, kind of cool water. You don't want to use hot water, but it does need to be warm water. This particular virus is not receptive to soap and cool water. So you do have to use warm water to wash your hands, please.
All right. So for our listeners, if you're stuck in your house and you need some help because maybe you had friends and family coming over to help out with some caregiving tasks and now they're also sheltering in place, reach out to Home Care Assistance Kansas City. They can help you. They can help you get through this whole stay-at-home order and even beyond, of course. And here's how you reach Home Care Assistance, and they can help you. They take all the proper precautions. They'll do a great job for you. It's 913-663-5000, 913-663-5000. You can also go online at homecareassistance.com. And Christy, we have about three more minutes to talk about our brain health.
Absolutely. So we'll just go quickly through. We know that the sleep is very good for the brain. I like analogies. I use a lot of analogies in senior healthcare. One thing I want you to think is if you're a techie, imagine your brain as a computer. And if you're getting enough sleep, it does hit the save button so that you can keep all of the new memories that happened and it'll line them up with the other memories. So it does help you out on that end. If you prepare to be, or if you prefer to be a little more old school like me, think of your brain as a sponge. If you get enough sleep, your brain is prepared to soak up new information. But when you're running low on sleep, it's like a dry sponge and it's not that much help. So try to go to bed at the same time, get up at the same time, keep your room cool, dark, and equipment free as far as the TV, the computer, all of those things we tend to like to do. And get out there and have your best day.
All right. I know my wife is a nurse. She works with the doctor and he calls that, you know, screen fatigue, brain fatigue, and to limit the screen time, especially as you get later in the evening. And that'll really, really help. But he refers to it as your sleep hygiene, which is kind of interesting. I'm not sure if I'd heard that term, but and I'll tell you just a very quick story. I discovered that I have sleep apnea. And evidently, I quit breathing in, you know, number of times per hour. And sure. So I finally bit the bullet. I drugged my feet. I wish I wouldn't have now. I finally went. I did the whole sleep lab thing, got a CPAP machine. I feel like a 100% completely different and brand new human being because I'm actually getting meaningful sleep. My brain is resting. And I kind of feel like my old self about 20 years ago. It's been an amazing transformation. Just that one thing.
Absolutely. Just one thing can make the difference. So very, very quickly, four quick things you can do to make your sleep better. One, avoid alcohol and caffeine. Two, avoid daytime naps. Three, go to bed and get up at the same time. And four, try to keep your room dark in about 65 degrees.
Excellent. Excellent. Christy Whitney, head of operations with Home Care Assistance, Kansas City. And you can reach Christy and her great staff at 913-663-5000. That's 913-663-5000 or online at homecareassistance.com. Christy, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. Stay safe.
Absolutely. You too. Talk to you soon.
All right. We'll be back with more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with friends or family, or maybe you just want to go back and listen to it again, no worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast link, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. And they're listed in chronological order. And I'll tell you what, with the information that we're getting ready to share, I am sure you're going to want to re-listen to this and even share it with friends and family, because I'd like to welcome our next guest, Mr. Peter Newman, CPA. They call him the tax man. And for our listeners, Peter Newman has an excellent radio program. It's called Money Line with Peter Newman. It's every Saturday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., so just here in a couple of hours. And it's on our sister station on the FM side, so 98.1 FM. Be sure to tune in. It's a fantastic program for sure. You're going to love it. And Peter, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Glad to be with you as always.
All right. So on your program last weekend, I listened to it all the time, and you shared some very, very important information about this new stimulus package and how that will impact everyone. I was just wondering, first of all, I really appreciate you spending time out of your day. I know you're super busy, so I really appreciate that. Could you share a little bit of information with us today about that, such as, you know, this $1,200 check that everyone is supposed to be receiving? Maybe we can start there.
Okay, well, first of all, let's be clear about this CARES Act. Number one, it's got two segments to it. One for individuals and one for businesses. So I'm not going to go into the business one today, but we will talk about individuals. And of course, as you said, there's a very interesting rebate that is available for all taxpayers, but the key is the amount of income that was shown in your tax return. Now, if you've already filed your 2019 return, the numbers they're going to look at is your 19 return. If you haven't filed your 19 return, they'll look at the applicable numbers in the 18 return. So here's the situation. Every individual is entitled to a refund of $1,200 if they are below certain income levels. For a single individual, your income must be below $75,000. So if your income as shown, and now we're talking about adjusted gross income, and you might want to write down this number, that AGI figure on your 2019 return will be on line 8B, as in boy. So if you're single, you have less than $75,000 shown on that line, you will be receiving a $1,200 refund. If you're a joint filer, the break point is $150,000, so double the amount for singles. And again, if you're under $150,000, it's a joint return, you'll get $2,400. Now, we anticipate this money will be going out within the next 2 to 3 weeks. That's what we've been told. Wait and see, because you're dealing with the government. And where will it go? If you already provided bank account information in the returns you filed, it'll be deposited directly into your bank account. Now, I've had a lot of questions on individuals who said, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm a senior citizen. I never had to file a return because I didn't have enough income to require the filing of the return. Well, here we've got two different answers. The last one finally was revised by the Internal Revenue Service. If you are not required to file a return, the service will look at the information in their database, namely 1099s for Social Security, 1099 DIVs, 1099 Rs, and they will put together the numbers they have off the computer. And if, in fact, you did hit below those numbers that I just mentioned, you also will get a refund. Now, let me extend that one more time. There's another possible refund, and that relates to husbands and wives who have a child. If a child is under the age of 17, under the age of 17, not 16, but under the age of 17, for each child, you will get a $500 additional rebate. So I'm filed a joint return in the year 2019. My AGI, adjusted gross income, was $140,000. So what do I get? $1,200 for myself, $1,200 for my wife. That's $2,400. And I had two kids. And here is where you can sing hallelujah, you're happy you got kids, because you're going to get $500 for each of those, another $1,000. So your rebate will be $3,400. If you did not put banking information into your returns, the money will be sent to the address shown in your return. So that's kind of the quickie overview, but I want to stress one important thing, and that is, if you haven't filed your 19 return, obviously they're going to look at 18. And let's just say in your 18 return, you as a joint filer had income of $147,000 on that adjusted gross income. You're going to get the complete $2,400 refund. Had you filed your 2019 return, let's say your income was $180,000. What's going to happen? Well, number one, you will get the $2,400 because they're going to look at the 18 return. When you file your 19 and they see the higher number, don't worry, nothing will happen. You were lucky. You did the right thing. You didn't file the 19 return in this case. And you, there'll be no what they refer to as a clawback, meaning they're not going to go back and ask you for that money back. And by the way, remember, yeah, and by the way, let's stress one thing. No tax returns are due, not Missouri, not Kansas City earnings, not the federal until July 15th. Furthermore, if you've already filed your return and you owe money, you do not have to pay it on April 15th. You have until July 15th to issue the check or make the payment, and there'll be no penalties and no interest. And any of you, by the way, who are making first quarter estimates, which are also normally due April 15th, they also will not need to be made for the 2020 return until July 15th. So that's kind of the overview of what, and don't be worried if you haven't filed, don't get upset. Obviously, if your income was reverse, Steve, and let's say the year before you had $160,000 of income on a joint return, joint filer, and this year you had 130, guess what? You're roasted, because they're going to look at only the 18 return. And when you file that 19, you're not going to get it, because they're going to look at whatever it is that's in their database. That's what we understand now. They could make a change in that, but that's what the current law is.
I am absolutely shocked that they wouldn't credit back an overpayment of that rebate given your 2019 tax return if that shows that you should have received a lower rebate. So I about fell out of my chair when you said that.
yeah. And I agree with you. But you know, as you know, the intent here, of course, is to get money to everybody, individuals who are in low amounts. And also the, and by the way, I might also add another good thing in this bill is so many of you, and by the way, we hit a total of 10 million unemployed in the last 2 weeks. So we've got 10 million people that are now unemployed. And if you want to think of that number, how important that number is, do you know that there are only 9 states in the union that have more than 10 million people living in it? So that shows you that we really, obviously, we know we got a problem, and it looks like it's going to get worse. I think the unemployment rate is definitely going to go up. But for those of you who are unemployed, remember, you need to make application. You're not going to get through, but you need to make application for unemployment benefits. And the unemployment benefits you will get will be dependent upon the state in which you live and how they figure their unemployment. But in addition to the unemployment benefits that are allowed by the state, there's also going to be an additional $600 that's going to accrue for a period of 4 months. So an additional unemployment, and some people, by the way, believe it or not, may be getting more than they would have in the lower echelon of individuals than they would have gotten had they been working. So if you are unemployed, absolutely file that claim as early as you can possibly do so to get the benefits that are out there. Now, don't expect anything fast. You're going to be way, way hard to get into these unemployment calls. So don't get mad. Just keep at it. Keep at it. You'll finally get in there and you'll get those unemployment benefits as well.
Okay, Peter, we have about 20 seconds in this segment. How can listeners contact you?
Very simply, they can go to first of all, phone number would be 913-381-4141, or they can go to, that's the best way. Just leave it with a phone number. That's the best way.
All right, Peter Newman, CPA. He is the tax man. We're going to have more with Peter right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. I'm visiting with our special guest today, Mr. Peter Newman. He is Peter Newman, CPA. They call him the tax man. And obviously, Peter knows his stuff. And Peter, thanks again for being with us here today. And you had mentioned on this stimulus, $2.2 trillion stimulus, that there are some other things that should be really exciting to hear about.
Especially for individuals. As I indicated, there's a lot of things for businesses, but we're not going to cover them. But let's just say as an example that we've got some taxpayers, some individuals who clearly are unemployed. They're not getting the money that they need to live on, and they need money. They don't have anything readily available, but, oh my goodness, they do have some IRAs. And in the past, we've never wanted to withdraw them because if we do, it creates taxable income. Or maybe you have a 401k with an employer and you've not wanted to withdraw it. Listen to what's available to you and to all individuals with IRAs and 401ks. Under this particular bill, you can go in and withdraw any part of your IRA and use it in any way you wish for the next 3 years. There'll be no tax consequences if before the 3 year period ends, you put it back into your IRA. Now, if you don't, here's what happens. Here comes the third year and say you took out $30,000 and you put back $15,000. The $15,000 that you did not put back in will become taxable income, but in the third year, are you with me? 3 years away, there'll be no penalties, there'll be no interest. So it's like a tax-free loan. Yes, you will pay tax on it ultimately. Of course, and then by the way, you can do that with a 401k as well. It's a little bit more complicated there, but you could conceivably go to your employer and say, look, I've got a 401k. I am really strapped. I don't have any money. You've laid me off. I hardly can't get by. Can I get to that 401k? And the answer is yes. Number two, no tax consequences. Now, in a 401k, you always have to put it back. Otherwise, it will even create more problems. But you have the ability here to go and get. I don't recommend it, by the way. I'm not suggesting this at all. This would be my last resort. But hopefully it doesn't come to that. But just understand you can do it. Also, in the current year, 2020, there will be no required minimum distributions by any taxpayer. So if you are over, and by the way, of course, RMDs have changed anyway. Right now, RMDs do not need to take place until you reach the age of 72 as a result of the Secure Act. That was a change in the Secure Act bill. But if you're over the age of 72, you will not have to do a required minimum distribution in the current year. So there really are some wonderful things in this particular tax bill that you need to look at. And if you're not sure of what this means, don't hesitate to call your accountant or your tax preparer and review this with them. Always some tax strategies that make some real dollars and cents. So look at these, decide what you're going to do, but make sure you get that refund. And if you don't, give it about, I'm going to say a good 4, 5, 6 weeks, and then you should make contact with the IRS. If you see within looking at the numbers that you should have gotten one, I can assure you that there'll be some mess ups where individuals get no refund. And of course, the big issue is what happens if your marital status changes?
Oh, yeah.
Or things happen between 2 years, or you completely moved and didn't file the return and they try to get it to you by mail and they can't find you. That's going to happen to some people because you didn't notify the IRS. So these are all things that are going to happen. We don't know all the answers, but these are things we know as we speak today.
All right. And Peter, we have about a minute left. Do you think we're going to come out of this and get our economy back? And if so, when do you think that'll start to take place?
Well, I really do. There's no question. We've overcome. It's terrible, no question about it. But I really do believe that we as Americans will overcome this. It's terrible, no doubt about it. Some people will never come out of it. I don't question that. But America as a whole will. It will not all be the same as it was before. We've learned a lot of good things. Among the things that we've learned is to appreciate our spouses and our family. Because
Absolutely.
Most of us has never, I've never been this long with my wife. In all of some 70 years or so that we've known one another. But, I'm getting to really appreciate what I got. Besides money, I love my wife now.
That's right. That's right. All right. Peter, thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Sure. Okay, glad to be with you and have a good future, and we'll all overcome this mess and we'll be better for it.
All right, thank you. That was Peter Newman, CPA. He's the tax man. You can listen to his radio program on Saturday afternoons on 98.1 FM. It's Mighty Lion with Peter Newman, and it's on Saturday afternoons from 2 to 3, so be sure to check that out. All right, just wanted to report a few good things here at the end of the program. It seems like this curve that we're trying to flatten, it seems like that is beginning to flatten, particularly in the Northeast, in other areas such as here in the Midwest, in the next couple of weeks. So that is truly, truly good news. And then Kansas City area hospitals are now saying they don't need the overflow capacity. They think we'll have enough hospital beds in the Kansas City area to accommodate the increase in demand caused by COVID-19. So they don't think they're going to need to consider Kemper Arena and Silverstein Arena. And that is truly good news for sure. And then there's the weather. Now, we have a glitch here or there, but in general, every day seems to be getting better and nicer just day by day. Now we can mow our lawns and smell the fresh springtime air, and that is just really, really good news. I love that. I love this time of year. And you know what? The best news of all, let's not forget, let's definitely not forget about tomorrow. Tomorrow is Easter Sunday. And I must admit, it's a little weird watching our church service on our television from the comfort of our living room. That's a little strange. I don't know if I'll ever get used to that. I strongly prefer going to church in person, but hey, this is the next best thing, and it'll do just fine while we're all in this situation. But I cannot wait to proclaim tomorrow on Easter Day, He is risen. He is risen indeed. I just can't wait for that. What a great program we had today. I just want to thank my guest, Christy Whitney from Home Care Assistance, my old friend, Peter Newman. You can tune in to Peter Newman live on the air this afternoon in a couple hours, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. on 98.1 FM. The program is Moneyline with Peter Newman. It's a great show. I think you will love it. All right. I'm your host, Steve Keeker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.